With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A fire in an automobile salvage yard near Summers sent thick plumes of black smoke throughout the Flathead Valley this afternoon. According to the Flathead Beacon, the fire is at the A1 salvage near the north end of Flathead Lake, and it started early this afternoon. The owner of A1 Salvage, who didn't want to give his name, says the fire is under control, but there are still firefighters on site. He said it started as a controlled burn, but then got out of hand. Firefighters from Summers, Kalispell, South Kalispell, Smith Valley, Evergreen, and Big Fork were sent to the scene. Thick black smoke could be seen for miles, and officers say multiple vehicles and possibly a structure were burning. Missoula residents are also seeing smoke this afternoon from a controlled burn at Blue Mountain west of the city. The Lolo National Forest reported, quote, beautiful results from the prescribed fire on their Facebook page a few hours ago. The forest's 9-mile ranger district has several prescribed burns planned for today through Monday, depending on weather conditions. They include locations near Frenchtown Pond, the 9-mile ranger station, in the Fish Creek drainage south of I-90, and near Alberton. The Forest Service says the burns are intended to reduce fuels, restore vegetation, and improve wildlife habitat. Montana's compromise Medicaid expansion bill came a step closer to becoming law today. The state Senate approved the amended version that was passed last week by the House by a vote of 29-21. That's one more yes vote than it received when the Senate originally approved it in late March. The Senate still must give it final approval, probably tomorrow or Monday, before the bill goes onto the governor's desk for his signature. Today at the state legislature, the Senate Finance and Claims Committee passed a bill to increase prices on hunting tags. UM Legislative News Service's Madeline Beck reports.
House Bill 140 would increase fishing license prices by a few dollars and would introduce a base license fee for any hunter of $8 for residents and $10 for non-residents. Other special non-resident permit prices would also increase. Director of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Jeff Hagener says FWP needs the license increase to just pay for what they already do.
That's a result of inflation, pay plans that the legislature approved, all of those things that came in place that we basically eat out of our license fees.
Opponent Harry Wang of the Associated Students of the University of Montana pointed out that the bill would eliminate discounts for out-of-state students, increasing their rate by about $450.
I'm afraid if this bill passes, our out-of-state student enrollment might see a decline.
The bill now heads to the full Senate.
Officials in some of Montana's most rural and timber-dependent counties are relieved Congress has approved funding to help balance their local budgets. Secure Rural Schools, or SRS, funding expired last year and wasn't immediately reauthorized by Congress. SRS helps support counties that used to rely on federal timber sale revenue. Timber production has declined on federal lands, taking that income with it. Without SRS revenue, Mineral County faced the loss of over $700,000 for local roads and schools. County Commission Chair Roman Zalawi says that would have been devastating for local taxpayers.
People would see an increase in their taxes on two fronts, one at the county level for the road department, and two at their local school district level. We have only 4,000 people. That's a huge request.
The compromise to extend Secure Rural Schools for 2 years was included in a Medicare bill that passed both the House and Senate this week. President Obama says he'll sign the measure. A bill to double DUI fines and charge people who don't consent to breath tests will be reconsidered in the Montana Senate this weekend. The bill failed on a 24-26 vote today, but senators later voted to discuss it and vote on it again tomorrow. The proposal would double minimum fines for driving under the influence and clarify that the same penalties apply to people driving high on marijuana. It would also levy a $300 fine on anyone who refuses to submit to a breath, blood, or urine drug test and use those funds to process blood draw search warrants. Republican Representative Keith Regeer of Kalispell brought the bill to increase Montana's DUI penalties, which he and supporters say are some of the least punitive in the country.
The State House has reversed course, voting late this afternoon to close the Montana Developmental Center over the next 2 years. The bill had been defeated yesterday, but was brought up again today with an amendment that gives families of MDC's clients more input, as well as studying new uses for the center's campus in Boulder. Missoula Democrat Ellie Hill is still opposed to the closure because she says there's no guarantee that community-based programs will accept the 50 clients now treated at MDC.
The bottom line is with these facilities, there is a certain segment of the population that nobody wants. These private care providers don't want them. The private care providers said that they would not commit to taking all 50 of these clients.
But Democrat Bridget Smith of Wolf Point said closing the developmental center would force state officials to find a suitable alternative.
I think that we need to vote yes in order to put the process in place to find the solutions.
The bill passed with 12 more yes votes than it got yesterday. It's still several steps away from becoming law. The bill sets a timetable for finding alternatives to the state-run center before shutting it down completely by mid-2017. Entrance to Glacier National Park and all national parks is free this weekend in honor of National Park Week. The free weekend comes soon after the Park Service launched its Find Your Park marketing campaign to celebrate the Park Service's centennial in 2016. Denise Germain with Glacier Park expects clear skies to bring visitors during this fee-waived weekend.
And the whole idea is, you know, get outside, find a park. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a national park. It can be a state park. It can be a local county park. It can be your backyard community park. But the idea is just to get people outside.
In Glacier, Two Medicine Campground is expected to open on Saturday. The St. Mary Campground is now open only for walk-in campers. The Apgar Visitor Center is open on weekends from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Snowplows continue to run on the Going to the Sun Road, but hikers and bikers can access the road past vehicle closures when work crews are finished for the day and on weekends. Stay tuned for Capital Talk coming up in the next half hour. Sally Mock will have the latest on the week's developments in Helena. I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Thanks for listening. We have an update on the big fire at the automobile salvage yard in Summers. Both the owner of the A1 salvage yard where the fire broke out early this afternoon and one of the fire departments that responded have said that the fire is now under control. It sent thick plumes of black smoke up from near the north end of Flathead Lake throughout the entire Flathead Valley this afternoon. The owner of A1 Salvage, who didn't want to give his name, says it started as a controlled burn but then got out of hand. Firefighters from six area fire departments were sent to the scene. Missoula residents are also still seeing smoke from a controlled burn at Blue Mountain west of the city. The Lolo National Forest reported, quote, beautiful results from the prescribed fire on their Facebook page a few hours ago. The forest's 9-mile ranger district has several prescribed burns planned for today through Monday, depending on weather conditions. They include locations near Frenchtown Pond, the 9-mile ranger station, in the Fish Creek drainage south of I-90, and near Alberton. The Forest Service says the burns are intended to reduce fuels, restore vegetation, and improve wildlife habitat. The 64th Montana Legislature has only a week or two to go, but there's still a lot of work to do. UM Legislative News Service's Madeline Beck reports.
Two big items to resolve include passing the mandatory House Bill 2, which funds state programs for the next 2 years, and working out funding for infrastructure. Last session, legislation paying for roadwork and water systems in the Bakken region was part of a group of bills vetoed as part of a last-minute cost-slashing move to balance the budget. Now, help is badly needed for roads, water systems, and other projects across the state, especially in rural towns and the Bakken. Even weeks ago, Republican Representative Lou Jones pegged it as a top priority.
We need to commit cash and potentially even bonding resources that direction.
Some additional agenda items include potentially adding in a plan to ensure raises for state workers and confirming Jonathan Modell as the Commissioner of Political Practices.
Coming up, we'll have our weekly analysis show about happenings at the legislature. That's Capital Talk with MTPR Sally Mock. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.